It was not secretiveness which caused the child to refrain from speaking of certain things. She herself could not have explained the reasons for her silence. Also, it had never occurred to her that explanation and reasons were necessary. Her mental attitude was that of a child who, knowing a certain language, does not speak it to those who have never heard and are wholly ignorant of it. She knew her Aunt Hester as her mother did not. She had seen her often in her dreams, and had a secret fancy that she could dream of her when she wished to do so. She was very fond of dreaming of her. The places where she came upon Aunt Hester were strange and lovely places, where the air when breathed smelled like flowers, and everything was lovely in a new way. And when one moved, one felt so light that movement was delightful. And when one wakened, one had not quite got over the lightness, and for a few moments felt as if one would float out of bed. The healthy, vigorous young couple who were the child's parents were in a healthy, earthly way very fond of each other. They had made a genuine love match, and had found it satisfactory. The young mechanic, Jem Foster, had met the young shop girl, Jane Hardy, at Coney Island one summer night, and had become at once enamored of her shop girl good looks and high spirits. They had married as soon as Jem had had the raise, which he was anticipating, and had from that time lived with much harmony in the flat building by which the elevated train rushed and roared every few minutes through the day and a greater part of the night. They themselves did not object to the elevated. Jem was habituated to uproar in the machine shop in which he spent his days, and Jane was too much absorbed in the making of men's coats by the dozens to observe anything else. The pair had healthy appetites and slept well after their day's work, hearty supper, long cheerful talk, and loud laughter over simple common joking. "She's a queer little fish, Judy," Jane said to her husband as they sat by the open window one night, Jem's arm curved comfortably around the young woman's waist as he smoked his pipe. "What do you think she says to me tonight after I put her to bed?"
"Search me," said Jem oracularly.
Jane laughed. "Why," she says, "I wish the elevated train would stop."
"Why?" says I.
"I want to go to sleep," says she. "I'm going to dream of Aunt Hester."